You're listening to the one show that looks at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.
Welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug Gefeller. Our guest is Mike Rafferty, and we're going to be talking about where coaches go for support. But hold on, we'll get to that in just a minute. If you're listening to this show live, then you're on octalkradio.net. If you're listening to our podcast, then thank you for visiting our website, www.thecoachingperspective.com. And also be sure to check out our archives for other great shows with some interesting guests. So, joining us today, Mike Rafferty. Mike is, boy, this is interesting. He has got two great websites. One is called The Incredible Frog. We'll ask him about that. The other is The Incredible Coach. But Mike is a marketing professional by trade, but he is also a coach, and he's going to be talking to us today about a number of topics. One is his newest website, The Incredible Coach. Mike, welcome to The Coaching Perspective.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, hey, it's our pleasure. We've been looking forward to it for all of, 35 seconds now since we've gone on the air. Hey, let's get some of the mechanics out of the way, Mike. Tell our audience a little bit about what you did before what you're doing now.
Sure. Actually, let me start with my story. I came to U.S. from Iran about 20-some-odd years ago. So I went to university here, and obviously I went to college. And when I came out, I started my own business. I always wanted to have my own business. So I was in business selling, technology equipment. And then after a while, after having a successful, company, I sold it and I moved on working with corporate America for another, 10-plus years. But the interesting thing was, I always felt there is something missing. So, there were many days that I was listening to, different people, Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and many other people out there, and I was always asking, and I was always, asking, what is this thing that I want to do? And I knew that I wanted to serve, and I had a lot of experience in sales and marketing, but frankly, I didn't know really what I wanted to do. Until one wonderful day, I got a call, from my managers, and they told me they want to downsize. And I got my answer. The answer was, go do whatever you need to do. Go and figure out what you want to do. So that's how I started. I came out and I found coaching. That's an interesting story, Doug, too, that I really didn't know what I wanted to do. So I didn't start coaching because I knew I wanted to be a coach. I think kind of I found coaching and maybe coaching found me. And I really loved the fact that I was learning so much about myself. I think I always wanted to serve people. I think this is the intention that most coaches have. But what was very interesting was that in this process, I think I found myself.
That's an interesting point you make there, Mike, and I've heard it so many times. I sometimes wonder who gets the most out of the engagement, the coach or the person being coached, because as coaches, we learn so much about ourselves as we are going through the process. And like you say, I'm not sure how long ago you entered coaching, but so many people didn't know what it was before they got exposed to it.
Yeah, so true. And just to answer your questions, it was about 2009 that I got into coaching, and it was so new to me. I mean, my understanding about coaching was so limited. I think a lot more people know about it today. Obviously, back in early 2000, not many people knew about it, and I even had wrong impression about coaching. But you are 100% right. I think the more and more people understand coaching, the more realize that how wonderful it is. I mean, it is more than a skill. I think it is something that people can use in their life, in their business, in their communication with their family. I mean, it's a very, very powerful thing.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little too powerful. one of the words or one of the sentences that I hate to hear from my wife around the house when we're having a, let's call it a little bit of a spirited debate, is she will sort of stop the debate by turning to me and say, could you put on your coaching hat and can we continue this conversation then? So you're right. It can be used everywhere, for you and against you.
Well, just to acknowledge what you say, Doug, that is normal and it happens to all of us.
Well, Mike, okay, that catches us up a little bit on the past, but tell us a little bit, what are you doing today? You've got sort of a multi-dimension business.
Okay, a couple of things I kind of didn't mention. I went to IPEC coaching, by the way. You know, I obviously graduated and started my business. And this is another interesting story, Doug. You know, I am a marketing coach, and I'm sure, you know, we'll get into this a little bit more later. But even after I finished my coaching, I was still searching. And I want to mention this because I think a lot of coaches, when they get out of school and get their certifications, at the beginning, they have this passion, they have this desire for certain things. Like, they want to be a relationship coach or career coach and all that. But as they get out, they kind of forget about it. They kind of miss it. And they start listening to others and they get into building business and they forget what they're passionate about. And I think that's such an important thing because, when I got out, I didn't know what I wanted to do again. I knew I wanted to do coaching, so I started providing some services because obviously I was in technology. So I provided some services like, the web design and supporting people with building their business. But today I graduated from all those wonderful things and I have my own programs and I actually support coaches and consultants that are starting their business or expanding their business, or some of them are frustrated with marketing. So I help them to build their business. I help them to create a customized marketing system that is aligned with their, purpose, passion, their capabilities, their strengths. And then obviously I support them to do, to learn the tactics that they need to learn to be successful in their business.
Well, you really point up an interesting challenge that almost all coaches have, and that is there's two sides to the coaching business. There is being a coach, which people, most of us, have gone and got some training in it and maybe certified, and we practice it and we keep up to date. And that's almost the easy part of what we do because we have such a passion for helping others. But the other side is running this business that we call coaching. And so many people struggle with, how do I run a business? I didn't go to school to learn how to run a business. I went to get trained on how to be a coach. And whether it's marketing or whether it's technology, it sometimes becomes the obstacle to enjoying practicing what we really like, which is coaching.
Exactly. And if I may add something to that, really having a business and coaching, I mean, if you want to have a coaching business, having a business and coaching, it's the same. It should not be, separated. If you want to only coach, I mean, this is something that I tell most of my clients. If you want to coach and you don't want to have a business, that's perfectly fine. I mean, you can do it as a hobby or you can do it as a side business. I mean, there's plenty of opportunity there. Then you don't have to worry about the business aspects of it. But if you want to do coaching as a business, it should not be that difficult. If it is, I think it's because of our limited thinking. It's because we have gone through coaching school. We spend money and time and effort to learn how to coach. We want to do it, but we're not willing to spend the time and money and efforts to learn how to run a business, how to market our business. And I think as soon as we close that gap, then it'll be a lot more enjoyable.
That's a good point. So give us a little bit more detail about your business as it sits today. What does it look like? Who are your clients? What is it you really like to focus on doing?
Sure. So as I mentioned to you, I kind of graduated now. So Of course, I still got a long way to go. See, another thing that I want to mention is, I tell you, I learn new things every day, and I can never claim that this is it. You know, I'm sure other wonderful things are going to happen. But today what I do is I work with coaches, consultants, and small business owners. You know, I kind of, you know, focus on the service professionals. They're mainly solo professionals. So as I said, they're either starting their business, so they're like new coaches, or they have started but they're not doing well. They're struggling a little bit with the marketing aspects of their business. Or they want to expand their business. They have got to the point that they feel they want to expand their business, but they don't know how. So what I do is, again, I help them to kind of align everything together, to figure out where they are, where they want to go, and then what are the skills that they have, which a lot of them miss that, by the way, and then what other skills or what other help they need to get to where they want to go. So, you know, I kind of call that a marketing system blueprint. And then when they have that, then I help them with some of the tactics that they need to have. For example, I have a program for email marketing, or I have a program for, you know, creating their web presence online. And I'm working on a couple of different products that are still not done. But rest of it, you know, some of the tactics and all that, I think, you know, they are secondary. They're not as important. But the interesting thing is we all focus on tactics, right? We all get on social media and we all, you know, start, you know, doing all the, you know, going to networking events without knowing, I mean, what is our business is all about. But tactics, to me, I think are the things that people can learn. If the foundation is strong, then the rest of it, I think, will come together.
Excellent. Now, this is done through your business, The Incredible Frog, which, what's the story behind that name?
Well, you know, I was talking to my coach one day, and I said, hey, you know what, I want to change the name of Incredible Frog, because I don't know how people think about it. And she told me something wonderful. She said, hey, you know what, just say that's the name of my business. but you know, there's a story behind it. Around 2005, you know, I started a business, a side business with a couple of my friends. I wanted to compete with GoDaddy, which, you know, some of your listeners may know. You know, they provide hosting, you know, domain names and all sorts of web-related stuff. So I had this ambition to compete with GoDaddy, and I was looking for a name, and I was thinking, okay, what can I find that would top GoDaddy? And I looked at for all the names, and for some reason I found Incredible Frog, which I thought is catchy. You know, if you imagine a small frog being incredible. So I thought it's a catchy name, and, you know, we did the business. Of course, we never could, you know, catch on to, you know, GoDaddy, but, you know, I stuck with the name, and I had that business, which was more on the web design and building a web presence online. And, you know, when I started the business, I thought, you know, I'm going to use that for a while and then move to my own website, which is incredible, which is MikeRafferty.com.
Mike, you know, one of the questions that we like to ask all of our guests, and we've been doing this for a number of years, and the responses are always fascinating to me, and that is, can you tell us about a particular experience or a key lesson that you have learned that kind of influences how you look at the business world, how you look at life? What is your guiding principle that sort of rules how you approach business and life?
Sure. You know, that is such an awesome question, Doug. Thank you. You know, I could think about so many different things, but one thing that I always go back to, I think everything comes from inside of us. So ultimately, I mean, I can look at everything, but ultimately the way I look at it is because of the way I think or my beliefs and so on. So anytime, you know, now that I've gone through coaching and after so many years of being in business, every time I get stuck, I mean, the only thing I look at is the way I think about it, my beliefs, and also I'm learning more and more to trust my own intuition and really be honest with myself. And whenever I get really fearful, which you know happens to all of us, you know, I heard something from Wayne Dyer, which I always repeat, and at least it calms me down. And he said on one of his programs, I think, that if you knew who walked beside you at all times on the path that you have chosen, you could never experience fear or doubt again. And I tell you, that is something that to me is very powerful, and I always say, you know, this is a path that I have chosen, and if anything happens, it's probably because of reason. I'm going to learn my lesson, experience it, and move forward.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's great. And you know, you've just continued the tradition here of, I have never heard a duplicate yet in three
awesome.
Years of doing radio interviews. So we kind of stumbled on that question, and it's been, frankly, one that I always look forward to when I get a new guest on the show is hearing that little bit of wisdom from them. Well, let me ask you this. If you were to start over today, would you be doing what you're doing now, or is there something else you'd rather be doing?
No, 100%. Actually, that is a question, Doug, that I ask myself all the time. I think it's just nice to recheck it. I am definitely on a right path. This is what I want to do. Now, you know, I may do a lot of other things, but I think on the path of coaching, you know, working with coaches and consultants, I think it has been a pleasure. It has been an amazing learning experience for me, and I have been discovering so much about myself, which I think, you know, is the biggest reason for all of us. I tell you, I think whatever we do, number one reason is because of all the lessons that we're going to learn doing it. So the short answer is no. I mean, this is what I love to do.
And in terms of looking at your business, how would it look different 5 years from now?
You know, that's an excellent question. You know, this is a question that I can talk about it forever, Doug, so stop me.
okay.
You know, when I started it, you know, I kind of did a little bit of one-on-one coaching, and I soon realized that one-on-one coaching is great, mainly because, you know, you get to touch people's life, and it's really wonderful. It's joyful when you work with people. But ultimately, I realized that, you know, I like to do more, you know, group coaching and do events. You know, it just kind of fit my personality a little bit more. I thought it gives me a little bit more room to grow. So that's my goal. I mean, I really like to create a business or businesses that can touch many people and hopefully help a wider audience. And also, I love collaborating. I think, you know, one of the things that a lot of us don't do enough of it because, again, our own fear is working together, is helping each other out. Because when we work together, when we actually get to know each other, I think we find out how much more, you know, things we have in common. And that helps us to actually create bigger things, create things that would show our capabilities. So 5 years from now, what I would like to have is grow my businesses that is more collaborative, you know, supporting a wider range of audience. And I love to work with coaches. I think there is a great reason for coaches to be around, to help others, because we need coaches. I think I wish I would learn about coaching long time ago. And I think the effect that coaches do have today and will have in the future is going to be amazing. And I like to be part of that movement.
It's interesting that you explained it that way, because one of the things that frankly attracted to me and made me want to have you as a guest on this show was your emphasis, your openness on collaborating and sharing information and wanting to know what other people are doing. We first met through the Orange County chapter of the ICF, and that was the thing that struck me right off the bat about you is You're so open with your knowledge and your capabilities. It's like you're just out there offering to help all the time and looking to collaborate with people. And that kind of brings us to The Incredible Coach, which is a collaboration on its way. Tell us about it.
is my pet project, and I'm really passionate about this one, Doug, because, you know, when I started my coaching business, and I think this is something that a lot of coaches will relate to, you know, obviously, coaching business is completely different, right? When I started coaching, you know, at the beginning, it's fun because you get a lot of coaching clients, your friends, that you're excited, you tell everybody about it, and then it seems like you just go down. You know, you don't find a lot of people, and you're always questioning your capabilities and so on. So when that happened to me, I thought I can, you know, pass through it. You know, I'm a sales guy. I can call 100 people and, you know, go talk to this guy and that guy and find another client. But, you know, what I notice is coaching or having a kind of a small business, especially if you're a solo professional, marketing is probably one of the most challenging things because we all love coaching, so we can go get another certificate, right? Marketing is different. A lot of us don't want to market because we don't know enough about it. We're kind of fearful. We don't know how to sell. We think selling, you know, some of us we think is bad. Some of us think it's difficult. So I decided to go and learn as much as I can about marketing solo professional business, a coaching business, a consulting business. And I found a lot of information, especially online. I mean, there is everything you can imagine. I mean, you go search for anything you want, and you find millions and millions of information, great documents, great trainings. But it was confusing. I tell you, I spent a long time going to teleseminars, seminars, read a lot of stuff. But some of it was not related to small business or actually, you know, it wasn't related to solo professionals. It was designed for businesses, bigger businesses. And some of it was good, but, you know, but there was a lot of fluff. So I found myself spending a lot of time. So I thought, what if I could create a site that people can go, especially coaches, consultants, and solo professionals, go and get the right information quickly? Okay, because the time that we spend is really, really valuable. That's the only thing we cannot replace. Money, you know, you can go, you know, find it. You can work. You can get another job. You can always, you know, get money. But time, you can never replace it. So the intention is to bring the right information in one place and also connect coaches to other experts in the market because we all need help. I mean, the same way that clients go to coaches and ask for help, I believe coaches must go to other experts and ask for help so they can build their business quicker, so they can share their gift with a bigger audience. And that's the intention behind Incredible Coach. It's going to be a place for coaches, for solo professionals, providing great information and connecting them with great experts.
Now, and as I understand it, there's sort of multiple opportunities for our listeners here. There's one, the opportunity to go to the website and take advantage of the information that's there, and we can talk a little bit more about what kind of information is there. But there's also the opportunity to be a participant and share your own knowledge and information. You want to talk about that a little bit, Mike?
Exactly. So, you know, I kind of envision Incredible Coach as becoming a hub for people that want to get marketing support, but also they want to contribute. And a lot of coaches know a lot about personal development, you know, about, you know, helping people to improve themselves. And in my opinion, you know, the personal foundation, everything goes that, you know, to improve our life, to improve our relationships, to improve our communication, those things are not really separate from our business. So in order for us to be successful, we need to make sure that we have a very strong personal foundation and also a strong marketing foundation. And that's how we can build businesses. So Incredible Coach designed based on two ideas, that obviously there's a lot of marketing information is there, so people can go and learn about marketing, get to know experts, attend, you know, telesummits, and these are all, by the way, for free. And obviously we have some other programs, and we're going to have some smaller workshops and paid programs that are a little bit more focused into specific areas, for example, niche development or social media or different strategies and tactics that people may need. But the other part of it is actually personal development. And I'm looking for a better name, Doug. I mean, I kind of used, I think, success skills today. But the intention is to really help people with everything goes and everything we need to really develop ourselves. And that would be anything related to fears, mindset, energy, you know, challenges that we have or a mindset we have about money and making money. And a lot of self-help or self-development information like that, which a lot of coaches can actually contribute to that. And they can become a member, post their articles online, and share their information and knowledge with other service professionals.
And you know, Mike, I think this is a great idea. And from the visits, the times I visited the site, I'm really impressed with the way it's building and growing and the quality of information, not just the quantity, but the quality of the information that you are collecting to be on there. And like you say, today it's not an issue of getting information, it's an issue of getting through the information. And you know, I don't ever want to confess to anyone how much time I waste on the internet searching for things, because as soon as I start a search, I get sidetracked into 10 other non-related topics.
Of course.
What you're doing is creating a place to go where coaches can go and get the kind of information that coaches need, whether it's coaching information or information on running small business. And it's very focused and very, as you put it, sole professional kind of business oriented.
Solo professionals. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That, just to add to what you said, the other reason that I'm really passionate about this is I want this to become a community. You know what I have seen is that a lot of coaches, a lot of consultants, they have a lot of great information that they are not using themselves, which is surprising, but they love to help with others. And people actually find or attract those type of information, because when I hear something very interesting from one of my coaching friends, you know, for some reason I listen to it. But I may not, you know, I may know the same thing, but may not do it. So this is another opportunity for people to actually get in, get involved, share their information and knowledge, and help other people that are in coaching or consulting business. So there is a way for all of us to actually help each other to grow our businesses and really share our gift with the world.
Okay, and we're not through with that, but we're going to take a commercial break here, and Mike, just hold on. We'll be right back to you in a minute.
Sure.
Do you want a free analysis of your inbound marketing? Do you want it in 30 seconds or less? Then check out Marketing Grader, the free marketing tool from HubSpot. It's simple. Just go to marketinggrader.com, enter the URL that you want to analyze, and Marketing Grader will instantly give you a detailed report grading your lead generation, mobile marketing, social media, competitive benchmarking, and more. It's simple, it's powerful, and it's free. marketinggrader.com.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
And now back to Doug and his guest.
And we're listening to Mike Rafferty of The Incredible Frog, The Incredible Coach, and MikeRafferty.com as he talks about marketing for sole practitioners, professionals, and also as he specifically talks about it for coaches. So, Mike, this has been a great conversation. Thank you again for being with us here today. I'm really enjoying this.
Thank you.
Noticed on your website, and I just want to steal a couple of the points that you make on your website and then launch into a question from it, is you made the point about what's unique about you. Why would somebody come to you for marketing advice? And you had three or four points. One is you said, I'm in coaching and consulting business every day, so I know what the rest of you are going through. Two is you said you believe in simplicity, which again speaks to the small business, not the large corporate environment. Three is that you use everything that you teach. Boy, I really like that, somebody who's using their own products. And four was that you work with many great marketing gurus and specialists, and you want to share that knowledge. With that as kind of a background, what do you find as the common challenge that coaches and consultants are facing today in the marketing arena and running their business?
That is such a great question, and there are a lot of things that I could actually share with you on that. So let me start with what comes to my head first. I think number one thing that we always forget is whenever we think about marketing, we always think about tactics. And what marketing tactics are, you know, social media, website. You know, we all think we need the best website, right? Social media, we all think we need to get on every social media on the planet and start posting things. You know, we think, okay, email marketing is all about sending a bunch of emails out there and as many as email and getting the list from wherever we can. So there is a lot of misinformation out there, and we all focus on these tactics thinking that if we do those things, everything's going to be okay. We're going to attract people. But I believe that the most important marketing, before we even get into the marketing, is we need to be aligned with our intention, our purpose, passion. You know, if you don't have it, if you're not clear about it, we got to be clear about it. I mean, if you are in a coaching business, if you have a small business, you got to know why you're in it, okay? And after we figure that out, after we align that, and believe me, that sometimes takes a lot of time for many people because they got into a business sometimes not for the right reasons. But you know what? I always tell them, you are in the business, so figure out why you're in the business. And then when you have that alignment, when you're clear, when you know what is your purpose and passion, when you realize and notice what are your talents, what are your strengths, and I know I'm saying a lot of things. I hope it's clear that all goes under your personal foundation. So the more you know about yourself and your capabilities, and the more people are clear about what they really offer, and the more they start trusting themselves, then they can market themselves. Okay, so that's the core.
It always reminds me when we have this kind of a conversation of the example. I wish I could remember who used it first. It certainly wasn't me. But the example is of the person who jumps in the car and is going to go from California to New York, and they're in such a hurry to get there, they don't bother picking up a road map and figuring out how to get there. They just figure as long as they keep driving, then they're making progress without any regard as to which direction they're going in. And that's what I hear you saying about this being clear about intention and purpose and passion. Is that close?
Exactly, exactly. And on top of that, you know, business or owning a business comes with a lot of accountability. You know, we're accountable to ourselves. We're accountable to our family. We want to make money. And if the business is not running smoothly, then, you know, we're not going to be able to serve others because we're always struggling, right? So it is very important for us to really realize or really define why we're in business. And that energy actually gives us a lot of power because we know that we are in it for a specific purpose. Now, whatever that purpose is, I mean, we all have different reasons, okay? But that enables us to go through tough times. I mean, we know we're in business for a good reason, and we know we don't want to go and do anything else. This is what we want to do. Now we just got to figure out how we can be good at it, which is the marketing part, okay? When we are strong, when our personal foundation is strong, then we can focus into the marketing part, which, you know, as you said, we got to really have a marketing plan. which is different than a business plan, and then figure out what are our strategies or what are the tactics we're going to use, and then, you know, get out there and start, you know, talking to people and start attracting the people that we really want to serve. You know, one thing I think all the coaches will hear all the time is having a niche, and I think a lot of people are confused about what a niche is, and, you know, I'm not going to get into it today, but bottom line is I think these confusions or all these things that confuse us, they're just draining our energy and kind of stop us from really sharing what we know and sharing our good information with other people.
Mike, is social media really the answer to all of our issues here in marketing today?
You know, this is an amazing question, and I'm going to answer it even though a lot of people may dislike it, but this is just my opinion because there are a lot of great people who may disagree with me. I believe social media is amazing. We all got to learn how to use social media, how to communicate with our customers and clients and a bigger audience using social media. But that's just a portion of our marketing strategy. Okay, that's just one of the tactics that we got to use. So social media is not the answer to everything. No, actually social media can be distracting. And if a lot of people, you know, a lot of people say, I get a lot of clients through social media. But if you really sit down and talk to them, they'll find out with the amount of time that they spend on social media, they're not really getting a lot of clients. And the ones who are getting a lot of clients through social media, Doug, they have spent a lot of time building it. They know how to use it. So by just getting on social media and having a Facebook account or Twitter account, I don't believe people can attract clients unless they go and learn it, learn how to do it, learn more about their business, what is their niche, what is their offering, why clients should, you know, come to them. And when they have those answers, then they can be a lot more successful.
If I can sort of share my own opinion with this too, and I don't mean to take away from yours, but I think it sort of supports it, is that people get into coaching because they like dealing with people. And I find that the amount of time I put into social media is exhausting and does not give me energy back. Any kind of marketing where I'm dealing with people face-to-face, I walk away energized. And I think that's one of the things that we have to look at in these programs, in these marketing efforts, is what are the things you can do that energize and restore your vitality that don't just totally drain you?
Exactly. You know, just to add to what you said, I remember when I started selling, you know, I had a sales coach who was my brother was my sales coach, and he told me something which I still sometimes try to disagree with him, but he's 100% right. When you meet people, it's completely different. The relationship that you build with them, the connection is just completely different than meeting people online. The energy is not the same. The connection is not the same. I honestly think nothing can replace meeting people, shaking their hand, listening to them, showing that you care. And social media will never be able to replace that. Even with all the new stuff, by the way. I mean, now you can see people online and talk to them online. But for the first time, I think it's just very powerful when you meet people and when you talk to them.
Yeah, there is a chemistry about a physical meeting that I haven't seen replaced with any of the social media tools at this point. I don't know if we ever will see them changed. Well, talk to me a little bit about so many coaches get in a quandary between the coaching school conflict between consultants and coaching. You do both. You're a consultant in terms of a marketing consultant, and you're also a coach. How do you handle that?
You know, that is an amazing question, and thank you for asking, because you know, I've thought about this a lot, by the way, and when I started, I was confused, and even today, you know, if someone asked me this question, I don't know, I'm kind of afraid to answer the question, but I'm going to tell you what I think about it. I don't think about it. You know, I am here, seriously, I mean, I am here to help people. I mean, I feel like that I'm here to serve my clients, and I have learned a lot of great skills going to coaching school, but you know what, sometimes it's my consultant part coming out or my coaching part coming out. You know, I don't keep track of it. I just know one thing, that when you're teaching people, sometimes you got to be a consultant because they come to you to learn. But there are things that I got to help them discover. And that's how I separate it. When I need to help them to discover about the niche, you know, I am more of a coach than a consultant. When I'm there to help them to come up with their marketing system, I'm more of a consultant than a coach because I know more than they do. I may not know everything, but at the moment, I know more than they do. And that's why they're there. So I don't think about it as much. I let it happen, and I think whatever happens is probably for the best.
Mike, that is the best answer I've ever heard to that question, and I just want to thank you for sharing that with our audience. What I'm going to take away from that is, one is I don't think about it. I'm only here to serve the client, not debate about what the role is.
Exactly.
And that's what it's all about. It's all about how are we helping our clients.
I agree with you 100%.
What else would you like to share with our audience? I've interrupted you a couple of times. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about that we haven't touched on today? We've got a little bit more time left, and I want to make sure that I haven't directed you away from something.
Well, just a couple of points. Number one, I want to encourage everyone to visit Incredible Coach. And more than visiting and signing up and obviously putting your wonderful emails, but besides that, I really want people to look at it and see if they can contribute. You can contribute by putting your thoughts out there, by helping others. I mean, I think people have a lot of expertise, coaches, consultants, you know, whoever is on your calls. I mean, you know, I think we have a lot more to offer than we think. And I'm asking them to share it, to share their gift, to share their great blogs, to share their thoughts. I mean, this is an opportunity. This is an open forum. Of course, you know, we don't put everything out there. But as long as it's relevant and as long as they think it's useful, I ask them to at least contact me and contribute because I think they can help others.
And this is not just coaches. This is also consultants who would have information that would be of value to coaches. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, anyone who has business-related, marketing-related, or personal development-related. And that covers, I think, a lot of ground.
I can tell our producer here on octalkradio.net that he needs to go to theincrediblecoach.com and share some of his wisdom about the use of Internet radio with the coaching community. Would that be a good example?
Exactly. I think that is a great example. Let me tell you that it's something totally different. Let's say there is a coach out there who's a business coach working with larger organizations. He or she have found out a new way of conducting, let's say, teleclasses or seminars or a group meeting, and they want to share it. I think they should go and post it. That's a great information that everyone can benefit from.
Excellent. So it's an open forum to share information. It's an open forum to receive information, and there's also a few side things that maybe there might be a fee involved, but generally this is pretty much an open sharing community. Is that correct?
You know, kind of. Again, the information has to be relevant to the three subjects that I mentioned. I mean, it has to be business or marketing related, or it has to be related to personal development. But you know, outside of that, we don't take articles about the subjects that are not relevant. But I mean, what I mentioned, Doug, I think it covers a wide range of subjects. And if they have any questions, they can call me. I'll be more than happy to talk to them. Send me an email or call me, whatever works for them.
Okay, and where should they call you? What's the number and what's the email address?
Okay, the best place to go and check is obviously incrediblecoach.com. There is an email there. You know, they can go to contact us and send me an email. But my email is mikerr@incrediblecoach.com. Again, it's mikerr@incrediblecoach.com. And that's probably the best way to reach me. They can also call me at area code 801-733-4799.
Great.
Okay.
Well, Mike, I want to just thank you very much for appearing on the show today and for sharing this information. I have found it fascinating. I know our audience has probably also found it fascinating. And thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate it.
And welcome as a new member of the Coaching Perspective business community.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care, Doug. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we've been listening to Mike Rafferty, The Incredible Frog, or TheIncredibleCoach.com. You can go to either one of those sites talking about his marketing programs for coaches or sole practitioners, and talking about his resource center or sharing center for coaches and consultants. So be sure to visit it. I was very impressed with it. I think there's a lot of good information. I think it's early on in its development, and it's a great chance to jump in and be in on the ground floor. Hey, this is an exciting month. I'm glad to finally get past July, a little almost too much vacation time for me, getting back in the routine of the weekly radio show, and we've got five shows here in August. Our guest on the 16th is going to be Barry Demp. Barry Demp is a fascinating coach that I met at the Conversation Among Masters in Texas a few months ago, and we've kept in touch, and I think he's got a lot of relevant information to share with you about his business coaching. And on the 30th, we're going to be listening to Susie Hotchman, and Susie is relatively new on her own this year. She has got a fascinating story to tell us, and talk about an upbeat person. I just love to talk to her and love to see her posts on the internet. So those are two of our guests that we're going to be talking to later in the month, and we'll be having more that I'm not at liberty to announce right now. But hey, they're going to Yeah, that's right. I don't have it all wrapped up. The producer's laughing at me. Hey, it's still a week away. So I just want to thank you for joining us. This is Doug Gefeller telling you that it's been a pleasure being your host today. Thank you for joining the CoachingPerspective.com, the Coaching Perspective radio show. And I'll look forward to talking to you next week right here, Thursday, 4 o'clock on OCTalkRadio.net.
You've been listening to the only show that looks at business from a different perspective, the Coaching Perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.